Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. Hold on 1 second. Let me give you this clap that we do in the beginning of our show. Caller, could you let everybody know who you are?
Yes, this is Gina Kleinkolber.
How you doing today, Gina?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm Vern, and this is Slay.
How you doing, Gina?
Hi, how are you, gentlemen?
Good, good. Thank you for being on. We're very excited about this interview. We love shows like this.
Yes, we do.
So, thank you so much for the opportunity.
No. I mean, this is exactly... Are you outside?
Yeah, I'm outside. I'm trying to find like a quiet space. I got out a little bit late from work.
Oh, that's okay.
I apologize for the wind.
No. We're going to work right through it. So every morning when I get up in the morning and I'm headed to work, I like to read the paper. I go on different websites and stuff. So Tuesday morning, I went on 98 The Cat, and I seen this post, and it was about a young 14-year-old girl that only thing she wanted for Christmas was Christmas cards from the community that she lived in the surrounding community. And I just thought, like, wow, you know, this is a great season for giving. And so I took it, I copied it, and I put it on my Facebook page, and I asked people if they were down to do it. I said, I'm in. Of course, Slayer's in, you know, because we both like to do stuff like that. But the response was amazing. It was really, really amazing. Slay said to me, hey, you think we could probably get either her or her mom on the radio? So I reached out to a friend of mine, a coworker, Peter Chattel, and asked him if he could track you down. And I said, Pete,
you did a good job.
I said, Pete, use your skills and see if you can track her down. And he did, and I gave you a call. And can you just tell the listeners, first, a little bit about your daughter and why you guys put that actual post? Because I also seen it in Register Star, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sure, absolutely. My daughter, she's been suffering from... many different elements that attack her muscles. Since the time that she was born, I noticed something was wrong. A lot of the doctors didn't listen. You know, it's just I'm a crazy ex-firefighter that likes to talk like I know, you know, what I'm talking about. And they didn't take me very serious, but I was overreacting. By the time she was 3 years old, she was having problems, you know, keeping up with other kids her age, going up the stairs. And ever since then, until about 2 years ago, I've been fighting to find doctors to listen. You know, as she gets older, her muscles are getting weaker. So I took it upon myself to do a lot of research. I found all the proper hospitals and doctors to go to. And about a year ago, she was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy. They don't know what form of the muscular dystrophy she has just yet. There are many of them out there. So now I'm fighting for, you know, that critical muscle biopsy that she needs. And, you know, getting dressed every day is very difficult for her. The older she gets, you know, with being a teenager, she likes her privacy. She doesn't want her mom helping her. But that's what it comes down to. Taking a shower, brushing her hair, you know, just little things we take for granted. She can't do it on her own. And when I asked her, I was like, Mary, what would you like for Christmas, you know, as I do every year? And this year she asked for Christmas cards and prayer cards. And, of course, I couldn't say no to that. So she drew up the poster herself, and she was hoping to reach out and find more people, you know, her age or older or younger, that are struggling through something similar to her. And maybe they can help each other. So that was another hope that she was hoping to get out of this, is reaching out to, you know, other people. If they've got muscular dystrophy, what they have to go through? How did they find the answers? What testings and treatments did they have to go through? So she was also hopefully to reach out to that type of group of people, too, and that they could help each other. Her spirits have been very down lately. She is a very, very strong girl, has a huge, huge heart, but lately I've been, you know, I can tell that she's got a little bit of anxiety, a little depression. You know, she gets stared at, you know, why is a 14-year-old girl that looks somewhat healthy in a wheelchair, So, you know, she bows her head down lately, more often. And now she's got to have braces for her legs. Now, the braces, all the doctors out of Boston and Springfield are on board. They think that the braces would help hold the muscles in place. Mm-hmm. So she could possibly have more independence on walking and using the wheelchair a little bit less so that the muscles don't become more, mush.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what the braces are for, just to give her a little bit more of that independence, use her legs more, and then use the wheelchair as, you know, a backup, because she does fall quite often.
Mm-hmm.
And the braces are just to give her more steady ability.
Okay, Slay?
Can you tell us a little bit about muscular dystrophy?
From what I know it is, it's a genetic disorder. That's what we've been trying to find out, who's carrying the gene, if it's, you know, her father or if it's me.
Mm-hmm.
And it attacks your muscles. It can attack your, I cannot think of the name of it, but you got, like, many different muscles that use, that are used for different things. It started to attack her legs first, and now it's reached up to her upper arms. Her face muscles a little bit, you can see that she can smile, but you can see there's a little bit of weakness in there. And right now, the type of muscular dystrophy that they believe she has is attacking the muscle to where it's almost not there anymore in the leg.
Mm-hmm.
It's filling up with dead cells instead of, you know, the healthy cells of the muscle, of the things that you need to be able to use your legs.
Yeah.
Her knees, they tend to give out. And eventually, you know, we don't know what form it is, and I pray to God it's not the kind that attacks the breathing and the heart.
Mm-hmm.
That is my number one thing right now, why I'm doing all this research and why I'm trying to get the word out and find these doctors who will listen so that it doesn't become to that point where, okay, is this the kind that's going to attack her heart? Is this the kind that's going to attack her breathing? Because those are muscles, too.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we're at.
Could you tell us a little bit about Mary? Is she homeschooled?
Yes, I've homeschooled her. We're going on about 4 years now. She chose that. She wanted to have a more private setting. One, when she was younger, you know, she was being stared at a lot. She tried the cheerleading thing, and that didn't work out. She tried her hardest, but the more she could not keep up, she could not do certain cheers with other kids, doing sports and activities. And, you know, kids, they have a good heart, and there are some kids who, you know, can be not so nice. So she wanted to be in more of a calming setting so she can focus on her education. So I've been homeschooling her. It's been much easier. She's doing very, very well in her grades. She wants to be a zoologist.
Zoologist, cool.
Yeah, she loves her science.
Yeah.
She loves her science.
Any favorite hobbies that she, like, puzzles?
Oh, you guys are going to like this one the most. She loves broadcasting.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Yeah, she loves the radio. Not only the zoologist, but she likes producing and learning about how to produce, learning how to be talking on the radio and doing YouTube channels. And she does hide her face.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah. She's very, very shy. But she does want to, you know, try the whole YouTube out and talk to other people who might be going through the same thing that she's going through and, you know, hopefully get listeners out there. She loves to produce.
Yeah, that kind of just gave me an idea, which I've had a ton of ideas since this morning that I've been talking to Vern about. But maybe if you can get her to maybe record something for us and we can play it on future show, and then, you know, she would be able to hear herself on the radio.
Oh, my gosh. She would be thrilled about that.
I'm
would love to do that.
Yeah, I'm willing to go as far as saying she can have a segment every other week.
What?
Yeah, we can call it.
Oh, my God. God bless you.
Yeah,
there's something that we do with special guests, and these are guests that come to the show, and they make an impact on the show. that we open the red carpet for them so that they're able to come back whenever they want or to be a part of the show and do something. And we want to open that red carpet to you guys so that we're along for the journey with her.
I don't even know what to say. I don't know what it is that we did to deserve this outcome from this community. I honestly really thought for a long time that we were alone in this fight. And I've reached out on Facebook. I didn't go too crazy about it. Mm-hmm. But I was feeling alone. And the last couple of days, just her opening up the cards today.
Yeah.
Was, man, the glow on the face, the will to fight, the will to shine and say, this is me, this is who I am, this is what I have, it's okay. And I think it's all because of you guys. If it wasn't for you reaching out, I honestly, I don't know where we would be right now.
We owe you
thanks. Yeah, we really owe you
We're just happy to be a part of, this story, a small part of this story. But one of the things that I was talking to Vern about earlier was when we do stuff, we really want to, be entrenched in it. We want to go all out. So we want to focus on some of our support systems that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And I work with a program that's in some of the school districts here in Columbia County called Living the Example. Mm-hmm. And I talked to a bunch of my students today, and I'll be talking to them also next week. But so far, two of the schools are on board, and they're going to be tracking down their peers to write a ton of cards so that we can bring to Mary. And the students are so excited. We also just got a message from one of the pastors at the First Presbyterian Church here in Hudson, mm-hmm. who is going to have their church also get in on the action and write some letters.
Oh, my God.
Well.
Are you serious?
Wait, hold on now. I don't want Kamal to get all the my God.
Say some more. Oh, my God.
Save a couple my Gods for me, too. Now, come on, you and I, Kamal said, we really try to do what's best. We just had the opportunity to have a platform, and this is exactly why we got into radio.
Yes.
This is exactly why.
God bless you, gentlemen.
And what I was able to do is, as I told you last night, my department at my job, we all started signing cards today. We've got about 15 done so far. They're going to go out, and then we're going to reach out to the other employees in our job. We have about 250 people that work at our job. We're trying to go for that. Yeah. Also, I reached out to members of the Elks Club, and they're going to contact you because not only are they going to send you cards, and I don't want to spoil the surprise, but someone's going to contact you and Mary about... They're trying to do a whole lot of cards and some other special things also.
No.
One of the,
oh, my God.
Some of the other things, and I think you mentioned it, but some of the things that people were asking us about was, well, they were asking all these questions like, what is she like? How is she like? Does she need anything else? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, we're going to talk to her mom. So is there anything else that she might want or need? I have a friend that's, he's an artist, so... He took his card home and he wanted to draw something really nice, and we went on her Facebook page and we seen that she had Minecrafters on there.
Oh, she is a big Minecrafter.
So we decided that he's gonna draw something Minecrafter.
My God!
Yeah,
I don't even know what to say because when she opened those cards up from those students in the academy, her and her older sister were almost breathless. And it's pretty hard to do because we all try to stay strong.
Mm-hmm.
But they were happy tears, and she's reading through these cards, and the inspiration those kids were giving her, saying she was beautiful, she was strong. They opened her eyes to different things. The beautiful things that she was saying, or the students were saying, was just, I see such a different Mary right now.
I do want to give a big shout out to Natasha Carr and the people down at the academy. And the thing about the academy is one of those schools where all the kids they're there, but a lot of people used to look at these kids in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it just so much better because these kids understand not to the level that Mary is dealing with, but they understand. And when I posted that, Natasha was on it immediately. And she also, and I posted it yesterday, and she said that the cards would be there today. So, shout out to her.
Yeah, and Promise Neighborhood, one of the local agencies, is working on theirs as well. I was down there today.
Thank you, Natasha, and those kids. Oh, what a wonderful thing they did for her today. She was not expecting it. I didn't tell her about it. And she's going through each card very slowly and reading every little beautiful thing that they were saying. And they really, really gave her the fight that I think she's been needing for the last few months.
Yeah, I also just, you know, we got a message from one of our listeners who lives in New Jersey who does poetry, so he's going to write a poetry on her strength.
New Jersey!
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
And we have some listeners who are across seas, so we're going to put the pressure on them and let them know. I know they're listening to make sure that we get some letters from all over.
And what we need you to do, Gina, because we can't do it, but you can. If anyone wants to send a letter to Mary, could you please give them the information so that they can do that?
Absolutely. We opened up a P.O. box for her. Her name is Mary Colvin, and it's C-O-L-V-I-N, and that is P.O. box number 1, Cornwallville, New York, 12418.
And we'll also put that information on our Facebook pages and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Great.
What's her favorite color?
Oh, gosh, blue, aqua blue. Green, any shade of green.
Oh, okay, cool. Anything else you want to share with us about Mary? How about we talk about you? How about we talk about you? Because the one thing about it is being a support system, you have to be super, super strong.
Yes.
So what keeps you, you know, motivated besides the obvious? Like, do you have those days when you just, you know, I don't know, go in the corner and maybe have a glass of, you know, I don't drink
wine. A glass of wine?
Yeah,
I wish. There are a lot of days where I hold back the tears. For the last years, I haven't been able to shed a tear because I'm trying to stay so strong and positive for her. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to stay strong for the family. At first, I was in denial, and then I'm like, no, this is what I've got to do. This is a fight. If she's got more strength than I've ever met. She's given a lot of it to me. But there are a lot of times where I do have to hide. I do have to go outside for a minute to catch her breath there when she's saying she's in pain or she's having a hard time going up the stairs. I do got to hold back the tears. In my mind, I've got all these scenarios that go on in my head that scares me to death. And I don't use that word, scared, because I don't want her to be scared. But I am. Inside, I am. Mm-hmm. Because we just don't have the 100% answers. I do a lot of praying. I do a lot of, kind of like meditation, like, relax, Gina. It's okay. But I am her caregiver, and whatever she needs something, some days it feels like it's exhausting. Mm-hmm. But I got to realize what she's going through and the little things that I could take for granted that she can't do what we can do. Mm-hmm. So that motivates me. That motivates me to cheer up, perk up, let her know that everything's going to be okay, even though I know inside, okay, what the worst case scenario that could happen. So it is rough on me. It, the mind can play a lot of dirty tricks with you. It is hard. I don't have a whole lot of people I can speak to about it. So that's why I said before, I do kind of self-love until you guys came along.
Yeah. But we want to definitely say that, we're proud of you.
Very proud. I felt like I was in a dark closet for a very long time. But you didn't only give her the fight. You're giving me the fight now, too. You're giving me that clarity that, it's going to be okay. She's going to be okay. She's got these prayers. She's got these people. Mm-hmm. She's not alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's definitely not alone.
No, I got more news.
Tell her she got two big brothers here at the station.
Oh, my God, I love you guys.
Followers.
I just love you guys.
I got more news, Gina. Also on the radio station, and a shout out to Justin Weaver and Holly Tanner. They have a show called Something to Talk About, and it comes on twice a month. They're going to be sending cards out also, but they also are willing to let Mary come on. If she sends some clips to them, they would like to play her clips. And Justin said he's crying his eyes out, Slay. We might get this Emmy afterwards.
Really? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. She's such a shy little girl, but I'm telling you, she's got the voice of an angel. If she could just send those videos to you or whatever, I don't know what you want her to say or anything like that, but...
She can say whatever she
wants. Oh, my God. That would probably be her dream come true.
Whatever she wants.
She can say whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, even if she wants to just send a thank you out to everyone, too, and...
I don't know.
Maybe just talk about herself. Whatever she wants, I know our listeners definitely want to hear.
Or, you know, I watch some of the YouTube videos because, you know, the kids do it. A review of something. Like, a lot of the kids like to do, like, review of games or review of shows or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Does she have a celebrity crush?
Oh, my God. Joey Graceffa.
Who's that?
He's a YouTuber.
Oh, YouTuber.
he's a major YouTuber. He loves Joey Graceffa and the Wasabians, if I think I'm saying that right.
We might have to put Justin on that one.
Yeah.
Just to track that.
I think they're called OK Baby. Those group of YouTubers is what keeps her smiling every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it may sound crazy, you know, all kids on the, you know, internet these days. But I'm telling you, those few YouTubers that she watches, I don't know where she would be right now. If it wasn't for the laughter that they bring, the joy that they bring to her face, the inspiration that they give her wanting to be a YouTuber. I can't say enough about, you know, those specific ones that she watches. But another celebrity crush is Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton.
he's the king of country.
So, will you do me one more favor and just give out the address where people can send the cards to? Because I have a really good feeling that they're gonna start flooding in.
Yeah.
You know?
Because we're planning on bringing a ton.
Yeah.
Oh my God, honey, I mean. If I could cry, if I would just allow myself to do it, I would.
We don't mind.
There would be happy tears flowing. I'm just so, what's a good word? Numb. You know, I'm thrilled. I'm happy. I'm overwhelmed. I just want them to fall out. I'm afraid if they fall out, I won't stop. her address again is Mary Colvin, and the last name spelled is Colvin, and her address is P.O. Box, number 1, Cornwallville, New York, 12418.
Thank you so much. I'm going to be in touch. I'm sure everyone else is going to be in touch.
Yeah.
As I said, the Elks Club will be in touch. They have something special planned for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Like me and Kamal said, we just want to thank you for giving us the opportunity, you know, to be able to tell your story. Because,
oh, my God. No, thank you. I just hope this helps, like, her and maybe so many other that are out there.
Yeah.
It was just a simple poster she made. I did not know it was going to be like this. She has no clue.
I'm glad she made it. And
God.
Again, a lot of times, you know, with everything that's going on in our world and in our country, people forget. But these are the moments where we can sit back and say we are one community. We are strong, and we do look out for each other. So,
Amen to that.
And we definitely want to have you back on before the holiday.
Yeah.
Okay, absolutely.
Yeah, because we want to make sure, you know, we're doing what we set out to do. Yeah. We like to hold ourselves accountable. So we want to make sure. We're doing what we said, and like we said, we have the red carpet for you.
What about?
You guys are my family now. I don't have a very big family, but now I do. You're my family.
You How about we set a date right now? What about in 2 weeks? What's 2 weeks? Like, that's the third? No, that'd be the 6th, right? December 6th.
December 6th is next week, so the 13th.
The 13th?
Let's do the 20th.
Okay.
20th?
Yeah, let's do the 20th. That way, because I need to get around to the school.
Right.
So
December 20th. What time is better for you, 4:15 or 5 o'clock?
4:15 sounds good.
Okay, so December 20th, when we'll have you back on the air. If you can get anything recorded from Mary, you can send it to me via Facebook, and I'll play it right away on our show.
Thank you, gentlemen, so much. I have the brothers I've always wanted.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. I mean, it'd be cool to have something each week for December, if possible.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. Even if it's something small you want to send over.
Even an update. I'll just keep checking in with you, you know, periodically for an update so I can give the listeners updates, okay? Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
All right. Yeah. All right, Gina. Thank you so much.
You can't get rid of us
so
now.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. I love you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.
And continue to be strong.
All right.
Oh, I will. Thank you for giving me that extra push.
All right. No problem.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.